Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show presented by SeatGeek. Make sure you use code PREGAME. Get yourself $20 off your first order with SeatGeek. Go out to Seattle. Maybe the Yankees will play an extra 5 innings. And your tickets, it's like you get tickets and a half at SeatGeek. Know when Ruko's on the call, and you'll get to see a kooky one. Code pregame, $20 off your first order. Myself and BBD are here today as the Yankees and the Mariners have a rubber match. I know if you're probably in here for the Talkin' Yanks pregame show, you probably watched last night's beauty. Talked about it a little bit on Wake and Jake. We'll be talking about it after tonight's game and the series. As the Yanks hope to split with Nestor Cortes Jr. on the mound versus Robbie Ray, the former Cy Young winner versus the future Cy Young winner. Couple southpaws on getaway day in Seattle. I might just go full Looney Tune on you guys. I've been sleeping a lot. Warehouse this weekend? The New York Yankees. They have Anthony Rizzo back, the starting first baseman. You're probably familiar with him at this point. If you're not, then why are you on the pregame show?
Weird place to try to learn.
Yeah, I mean, part of me respects it, but part of me is also like, all right, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Your second baseman leading off is David John LeMahieu playing second base. Aaron Judge moves over to right field with Anthony Rizzo behind him playing first base. Josh Donaldson at third base hitting cleanup. Gleyber Torres DHing, hitting fifth. Aaron Hicks in the sixth hole with Miguel Andujar, who has the only hit in the last 9 innings of Yankees baseball. Your eight-hole hitter is Ikif, and your catcher today, day game after a long night game, is Kyle Higashioka, the home run stroker. And again, that is with Nestor Cortes Jr. on the bump, all against Robbie Ray, last year's Cy Young winner, who has been good this year. Do we like this lineup, Biebs? No Benny for the first time?
No Benny. I think first game he's straight up sitting for.
Okay.
Lefty pitcher. His numbers are worse against lefties. Sure. Not unplayable, but decidedly worse.
Andujar just got called up. We know they're going to use him.
If we're going to get him a left field day, this is the opportunity.
Sure. Great.
It all makes sense. Happy Rizzo's back.
I guess there's an argument it could just be Tilo.
Yeah. They can get Andujar's back going.
Yeah.
There's an argument, but.
Yeah.
Tilo off the bench, obviously.
Sure do. Yeah, and I guess.
It's his playoff role.
Tilo's numbers aren't very good. I guess just whenever he hits it, it feels impactful because he's very fast. Or he hits 2 home runs out of his 6 hits this year. Scored 10 runs, has 6 hits. That's funny. Base runner baseball. I don't know. I mean, for a Yankees getaway lineup, just the fact that Rizzo's back almost makes it worthwhile. Nestor Cortez Jr. ERA is still at 2.57. Last year, just a reminder, he was a 2.90 ERA guy. So that's just par for the course now, I guess. Which is pretty
unreal.
He's not
going to repeat that.
And by the way, he has been good of late. His last four starts, 23.1 innings, a 1.93 ERA. Opponents hitting with a 4.75 OPS. So they're like Kiner without the hot streaks. And yeah, I mean, he's pretty much been good the whole year. He had a little blip, like a five-start blip where he was not as sharp. And he's been good. So
couple more homers happens.
Are the day game Yanks a thing this year? Should I look that up?
I don't feel like it, but I am interested.
I mean, they've won a lot. They've won a lot of ball games, so you'd like to think not too bad. Really good at home. Bad in the second half. Good in blowouts. Bad in interleague. How do they not have day games?
How is that proving such a difficult?
It's one of the team win-loss splits. And I was just there. Since July, this team is 15-19. Since July 1st, it's August 10th. I don't know. I mean, feels kind of important. Last night was obviously an emotional blow. I mean, you can still win a road series against Seattle, a very good baseball team. After you just had a five-game loser that started with Seattle and ended with St. Louis, and then back to Seattle. To win a series, have an off day, fly back east, play Boston, and then they start a homestand. Today's game is meaningful, and hopefully we can put that crazy extra innings game in our rear view. Pitching path to victory, Nestor.
It's interesting today.
Clay and Chappie are out.
Mm-hmm. I think Lou Trevino also out. 20 pitches last night, and it would be 4 out of 5 days. I guess off day tomorrow, but comfortable kind of ruling him out.
It would seem like Lou Trevino is out.
Team that's faced him a lot anyway.
I mean, I guess the part that's scary here, our freshest relievers are Litke and Abreu. So, I mean, sixth inning range, look for one of those guys. Efros, Johnny, Wandy only threw 6 pitches yesterday.
I saw that during Wake and Jake and couldn't believe it.
So, I don't know. I mean, put your bullpen together without Chappie and Holmes. Who's the closer today?
I guess it's Wandy. I think he kind of got it the last time we were in this sort of spot.
Very well could be Wandy. I mean, he could also almost not be involved today. I know he threw 6 pitches yesterday, but he threw 27 on Sunday.
Yeah, off day coming.
With lean Wandy, off day coming.
I think that would be the biggest odds on a bet.
And I wouldn't be surprised. I think the Yankees do believe in getting a guy back out there, which would be Johnny Loaisiga. So in my head, it's Nestor, Abreu, Johnny, and Wandy. Not as excited.
I think every pregame show I've posed the question, what's Licky's deal?
Yeah.
We got a chance for it to just be Nestor, Abreu, Litke.
Hey, if the Yankees offense could go today and Nestor does well, it could be Nestor to Litke, and that's why he's here. So root for that, I guess. Not excited by that pitching path to victory. You watching anything today, Biebs?
I am watching. A cop-out answer would be Rizzo. I'm eyeing Andujar first game. We're seeing him in left field. It's a big outfield.
Yeah.
at formerly Safeco Field. T-Mobile Park's the name of it now. Took me a sec. First time seeing him in left, second day of action in a row. The at-bats should look a little more connected. Got the hit yesterday. And I just like Miggy. Yeah, you're allowed to just like somebody.
I like him. How about this? I'll go with Donaldson. You know, he's having a solid August. 8 games, 345, 441, 1.131. He went 0-for-3 last night, hit by pitch. So yeah, I don't know. We just, if Donaldson's gonna hit cleanup some days, which he is today, if he's gonna kind of change our mindset about him and really get his season going, he's got to keep the good juice going. Let's see if he has any numbers against Bob Ray that might work out. Donaldson is 2-for-7, so not really a sample there.
Yeah.
Judge, Rizzo, Glaber, and Kyle Higashioka have home runs off of Robbie Ray, where DJ LeMahieu has a ton of at-bats, 10-for-38, no homers. Judgy, whoo.
That two-homer game last year?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
In Toronto.
And by the way, speaking of homers...
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
What's going on in there, Biebs?
Jake, glad you asked. Dan Rourke filled in the last 2 days.
Like him.
Had some good picks.
Really?
He had the first pick game one, had a hunch about Donaldson.
Wow.
Did it. Also premoed Tyone, what's the word? Retiring 7 guys in a row.
Okay.
Which happened. All-time pregame show for Dan. Nailed his over-under.
Good for him.
So he was good. I scored one with Judge in the same game. Next game, nobody got homers. So you have the first pick today. Donaldson, Benintendi, Judge, Trevino are unavailable to you, everyone else on the board.
Okay. Now let me get strategic and see.
I am unable to select Glaber, Aaron Judge, LeMahieu, or Donaldson.
Well, then this is easy. I will block your bleep on Anthony Rizzo, and I'll take Glaber Torres as well. So I will go Rizzo and Glaber.
You taking Rizzo
and Glaber.
That's
how you play the game, people.
So I cannot pick Rizzo. Judge, DJ, Donaldson. I want Miguel Andujar.
Like it.
Always fun. Lefty pitcher. And choices are fairly limited. It don't matter. He's legal. I'll take Higgy.
Okay. I don't hate the Higgy pick today. I think the team needs it. Nice bat flips out of Higgy. When he gets one. Okay. I mean, you're a little outgunned, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, the odds on today.
Andujar and Higgy, huh?
Just takes one.
Rizzo and Glaber, feel good about it. Let's go, Yanks. Hopefully all 4 of them hit homers. How nice would that be?
I'd
you know
root
what?
For that.
BBD, this isn't something I check out a lot, but I think this is important. Are any of those... Sicko Mariner relievers out today.
Ooh.
Probably Munoz. He's pitched 3 out of 4. Same with Festa. He's young. I don't know. That'll be interesting. Interesting. Do they have an off day tomorrow? They do. They do. So I would guess Munoz is out, which means Swanson and Seawald and Penn Murphy.
Brash. Shouldn't be a part of the mix.
You know what? How about this? You want to know if things are going well for the Yankees? Is if Brennan Bernardino comes into this game. He's been a AAA guy for them. They like these other guys. Penn Murphy, Festa, Swan. If Brennan Bernardino comes in today, that either means really good things or really bad things for the Yankees. So there's a little what to watch for.
Mm.
Do you have an over-under?
I am pulling up the number. Got it. Last couple games, it was 8-flat. Game one, over hit. The under hit yesterday, obviously, 1-0 final on a 7.5.
Oof.
Today, it's 7-flat.
Rob Ray and Nestor Cortez Jr. Rob Ray, Nestor Cortez Jr. It's the under. Yankees offense still isn't the Yankees offense. Another key factor in this game. Nestor Revenge Tour. Mariners, great.
Picture we posted was good stuff.
Really good picture of Nestor. So I think Nestor will be good. And again, the Yankees, you got to be real. I mean, with the lineup they have going out today, it's you're waiting for the top of the order coming up and hoping. Because, I mean, Glaber's been hot and cold. And then Hicks, Andujar, Kiner, Falefa, Higgy. Be the MVP, Judge. I think we need that.
Also on the under.
Okay.
Believe in Nestor. Sloppy game last night.
Getaway day.
Don't know that it translates to more offense today.
Off day for the Mariners down tomorrow. Oh, Bernardino got option this morning. Are we sure?
Ooh.
Fangraphs doesn't have that.
I saw different team, but they had J.P. Sears was called up for Oakland.
They had him in the minor leagues on Monday, but I think he got called back up. Chat, if I'm right, you owe me a kiss.
29 minutes ago, optioned.
Option to AAA. Diego Castillo reinstated from the 15-day IL. Bullpen is really good, people. I like the Mariners. Don't want to play them early on in the playoffs.
Dylan Moore also back playing shortstop today. No J.P. Crawford.
Kyle Lewis to AAA. Okay, so chat, thank you. I owe you kissies.
Are you...
That's on me.
Do you have any promos today?
So we're in Seattle. Ruco's calling the game, so I don't know. Like, airplane just misses the right field bleachers. Just pulls up at the last moment. Whoa. That was crazy. Let's see. Premonitions in this game. I feel like Donaldson should hit Ray. Ray's like two pitches. Catch one of those fastballs. Is there something there? How about... Anthony Rizzo, he's back. We like that. Anthony Rizzo makes an incredible pick today. Ooh. Just incredible. Highlight reel. It's a half easy one.
I think I've got... Trying to figure out who it's happening to. Nestor's breaking a bat. I'm eyeing Eugenio Suarez.
Okay.
I think the cutter looks good today. Gets in on the fist. A little broken bat. Don't know what the final result will be, but Nestor's breaking a bat today.
Nestor's breaking a bat today. Okay.
Suarez broke his own bat when he struck out via Trevino last night.
Yeah, that was
powerful.
That was cool. That was pretty cool. Okay. Diego Castillo. So we're going to see him today. That's great. One of Jim's least favorite. Like I mentioned, we will be doing Talking Yanks after this game. Happy or sad up? Interested to find out. Thank you guys for finding out. Go Yankees. Go Joes.
Dolphins.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.